Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, welcome to The Guinea Pig. I'm Dr. Mariam Zamani, an oculoplastic surgeon and aesthetic doctor.
And I'm Fiona Golfer, a writer and journalist. I'm no stranger to a cosmetic procedure, and I'm willing to try pretty much anything.
Which is why I'm here, to make sure Fiona and anyone else that's out there considering a treatment to help make a better informed decision safely and to try and collect as much information as they can.
Every fortnight, this podcast comes to you from Mariam's clinic in Chelsea. If you're looking for an honest, no-holds-barred approach to invasive and non-invasive cosmetic surgery,
then The Guinea Pig is here to help you. Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining us again for another episode of The Guinea Pig.
Hi, and here we are in February, and it's a bit dark, it's a bit gloomy. I'm feeling a bit Ms, and I want some cheering up. So today I'm coming to Mariam as if it was the very first time, and I want that boost that only Mariam can give somebody. So Mariam.
Oh, I love you. We'll give you a little bit of...
Give me a boost. So I want to ask you the thing that you always say not to ask you, which is I want you.
Because
if I came to you and said, I just want everything, which is because I'm in a bad mood, and I haven't actually had... we've done some treatments, but we haven't actually
not really.
So I'm going to take my glasses off now. Okay, you can all hear me take my glasses off. Okay. And I want to feel fresh, and I want you to reinvigorate, reset, resculpt, redo.
You look beautiful.
Oh yeah,
everybody, you can't tell, but Fiona has, even though she doesn't like her pink skin, has beautiful skin. She is very unlined. You know, you have very little lines anywhere, actually.
Is that genetic, by the way? Because my brother, who's not petite, says to me that fat don't crack. Or is it genetic?
It's genetic, and then also environmental. You know, you're not a smoker. Were you a sun worshiper?
I'm like a chicken. Based me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you can't tell because you don't really have the pigmentation either, but you probably weren't out in the sun as much as you think, maybe because of your rosacea. It might have aggravated it.
A long time since we've seen any sun.
Yes, no, I know. But in general, it's cumulative damage.
And it's quite interesting to come see somebody like you on a day like today for me, because I feel low. And so I've come in here. I want to be perked up in sort of every sense.
We'll do a little perking.
And I looked at my face this morning, and I know there's nothing really wrong with it, but I thought, ugh.
We'll do a little profilo and a little zhuzh, you know, just to give you a little bit of sculpting maybe on your upper cheeks, because actually your jawline is looking really good. And
that's the
Althea
that you gave me last year. I think it's really kicked in.
And I don't think you need much. I mean, remember, less is more. And also you have a thin face. You don't really want to be puffy. Actually, somebody came in earlier today and I thought it was really a nice comment. She said, you know, I know you never do too much and that I can always come back. And I thought that was just a nice comment.
That is what I would say you're all about to me. I know that so much of what I want from you is a sort of psychological lift. And it's quite interesting because I'm not always aware of that, but I'm very aware of it in my current mood. So I'm like, I want to come out of here feeling that my skin's been like plumped and my cheekbones are lovely and my eyebrows are high and my lips are plump and my
everything. Oh my gosh,
loves me and everybody my children loves you. Are me and I just want that fix.
All right, hop up on my bed.
How long's it been since we last
did
anything?
It's been over a year, and I think a little bit over a year and a half. So in the face, I mean, like we've done the odd thing here or there, but not. We haven't done any fillers.
So should we do a bit of profilo as well?
We'll do a little bit of profilo too. We did do the profilo last fall, but that's
that was
good
a
enough
while
time.
Back.
Yeah.
So we did one session
in September.
We didn't do two
no,
sessions,
we didn't.
Did we?
So I don't always do two sessions back to back. So I kind of think if you're getting a benefit, it's nice to enjoy that benefit and then come back when the benefit starts to wear off,
okay,
like now.
Cool.
See, then
cool.
You have something to look forward
I'm
to.
I'm excited. That's the first time I've said that in like a month.
All right, let's get started.
So Mariam,
breathe in.
Oh. Where are you going in and what are you doing?
I'm going right at the junction of your cheek and temple area. And I am injecting a small amount of hyaluronic acid. Very small amounts because you don't really need
So this
much.
Is the Profhilo?
No, this is the Juvederm. So I'm using Juvederm Volift to give you a little bit of a lift on the lateral part of your face, close to your hairline, going from your cheek. Sometimes I use a cannula, but I'm not using a cannula today in you. Sometimes it's a little bit more uncomfortable. Since you're uncomfortable, I don't want to do it just because also you've had a little bit of surgery previously, and so I just don't...
Just a little bit.
I don't really want
just
to...
Just a little bit.
Have any problems. Like, sometimes there can be a little bit of scarring, so I'm just avoiding that.
What's the difference between what you're doing now and something that I did years ago called a Y-lift?
That's usually a lot of filler. The Y is the way that it's lifting upwards into a V, and it's usually more filler. So I'm trying to use one or two syringes to really get maximal impact a little bit everywhere, as opposed to really creating that over-sculpt look, which a Y lift can do sometimes.
Which is still fashionable or not so much anymore?
People still do it. They have things now called the Texas, and now they have, you know, now
they have the
like
Cornwall.
I haven't heard the Cornwall yet.
Cornwall isn't big on the map.
We can create one though.
You know, people are very creative in Cornwall. There's more women with blue hair than you could shake it. I mean,
really?
You can't believe. Yeah, all the creativity in the haircuts.
Breathe in and breathe out. Little pinch there.
So can I ask another idiot question?
Yes.
If you put filler in towards the top of the cheekbone, which is where you are now, between kind of like my temple and my cheekbone.
You feel that? It has anesthetic in it, so it'll get
better. Oh, okay. So if you're doing that, could it, by sort of definition, kind of slightly pull my eyes, like...
It's not going to
open
your
my eyes.
Up, no.
I don't mean it in a bad way,
no,
in a good way.
When
models tape their forehead.
In order to do that, you have to do that closer to the lateral brow, superior to the lateral brow, going into the hairline there. So
okay, do we want to do that?
We can. Usually when I do it there, I dilute it.
More.
Yeah, more. We can. I dilute the filler because obviously you're thin and I don't want to have like too much...
The skin is thin.
Yeah, the skin is thin and you don't want to have any contour irregularities. So,
yes.
Yeah, we can. I can dilute it.
Now I'm just curious because that sort of open-eyed thing is always nice.
Yeah, but people are obsessed with... That's some things people are obsessed with right
the
now.
Open-eyed like the thing?
The Bella Hadid, the fox eye look. I mean, it's just...
I don't think I have a fox eye look because I have very prominent bones on my, like, down... Not very
you
up.
You have prominent brow.
I have a prominent brow. I do.
Yeah, it's good. Why wouldn't you want to have a prominent brow?
You know why I have a prominent brow?
No.
Brow.
Because your mama and papa.
No, because I have such a big brain.
A big brain
inside
big brain.
It. You
no.
See, you didn't know that.
I did.
But I try and conceal my big brain.
I know you're just so humble.
Ow, from the world. Okay, so where are we now? We've done a lot of pricking, as they say.
We've done a little bit in the cheek, so now do you want to do some in the temple?
I love the way you're looking at me, so I just want to describe. So Mariam is kind of leaning back, and she's looking at my face like I look
and
at...
smiling.
I look at my kind of stew when I'm making stew, and I'm like, are you going well? Is that the right colour?
All right.
Is that painting straight?
Do you want me to do some in the temples?
Well, do you want to do some in the temples? This is your face. I'm holding you responsible for it.
A tiny bit, yeah.
Yeah, you see, there's always something to be doing.
Always.
And I would say let's lip refresh, but would my lips swell up?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not going out to dinner with the people I'm having dinner with. You've got eyes like hawks. I probably don't need a lip refresh either.
You don't need it right now.
Very interesting, though, what you want to do when you're not in the best of spirits. And I really am beginning to understand, because I'm not usually as grumpy as I am today.
I don't think you were grumpy at all. Not to us yet, though.
Not to you. It's grumpy time of year, isn't it? So what you've done so far, Mariam, is you've started to shape my face.
Yes.
So on the reboot, resculpt, what we're going to do is resculpt, and the reboot is texture and hydration.
So we're still not finished with the resculpt. I'm going to put a tiny bit in the temple area as well as underneath your brow to help elevate that area and give you a little bit of a wider look. Again, not a lot of filler. I mean, altogether in the face, in the temples, and all the different places, it'll be a little bit less than 2 mL, so 2 syringes. And then we'll use the Profilo for your skin.
And do I have that sad, saggy, sad mouth thing? No. I don't have that. I've got a happy mouth.
You're happy for
okay. All right. Okay. Do you see how I'm searching for things to do to myself?
I thought you said you were going to leave it up to me. Liar.
Oh, I'm incapable of that.
Breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. Shh.
My mother used to say there's my way and the wrong way.
So which way are we doing?
We're doing your way. My mother can't. But if my mother was in the room, she'd be standing next to you over your shoulder saying, up a bit, no, do that bit, she'd be saying.
So right now I'm injecting a little bit of filler and I'm using a cannula this time.
I can't even feel it.
That's great. So this has, anesthetic in it.
Oh, okay.
The filler always has a little bit of anesthetic in it.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So a friend of mine wrote to me this morning saying that she had her tear troughs filled yesterday and that she's unrecognizable and puffy. Oh, what does that mean?
So that means that, you know, sometimes the anesthetic and the actual hyaluronic acid itself can cause a little bit of puffiness underneath the eyes, swelling in the few days and sometimes even a few weeks after having had it done. It usually resolves on its own. She can massage it and she can go from the inner corner of her eye outwards and she can take an antihistamine, like a Zyrtec.
Guess what? I told her to take Peritone.
Oh my gosh.
I made like Mariam.
You have
learned
so much. I'm so proud of you.
I said, take a Peritone.
Excellent.
I don't know anyone, though, who ever does anything without that call. Oh my God, I'm so swollen, I'm so this.
But you know what, I think everybody has a little bit of, oh my God, there's always that, oh my God, did I do the right thing?
Yeah.
Breathe in again and breathe out. So this is the last one over here.
I get that, oh my God, did I do the right thing after I've had a fish pie?
I do that after I have cookies. My big downfall is cookies.
Is it?
Oh my God, there's the most amazing cookie place that one of my friends introduced me to called Molly's on Brompton Road across from Chuck's. And
I love the idea that you go from the gym to the to the cookie shop.
You know,
I've just bypassed the gym, go straight to the cookie shop.
You know what though? I like both.
I can feel it squirting into my hair. Literally, it must be near my ear something.
Yeah. No, actually, I can hear it squirting too. Yeah. So this is basically because I've diluted this with a little bit.
It's more watery. I wish you could get the mic next to the squirty sound.
Okay, this side is done.
Maybe in the next one we can share the squirt with our listeners. It's a very unattractive sentence, and I'm going to, going to cut that out.
No, you're saying it.
Sharing the squirt is not something. Oh dear.
Hold this here gently.
My mind is pure smart.
Your mind is.
Mm. That's why. Again, my mother.
Lay back from me.
I had a very smutty mother.
Did you?
Yeah, she had a very smutty sense of humour.
Breathe in through your nose and breathe out.
I've got some friends, some very close friends, and they come see me. And I want to say, what have you done? But I don't dare. Even me, and with, you know, I do the guinea pig, and I get nervous to ask. I think it's not my business to say.
But I would like somebody to tell me if I look like
bad. Would you?
Bad. Although I guess it depends how close you are.
Well, I'd like to stay close. That's that's what I feel sometimes. And it's a funny
etiquette. There is a balance. There is a balance.
Isn't it?
I would
sometimes I try and lead in by oversharing about what I've done. And sometimes I see
But that's so obvious. When you do that, it's like, of course you're fishing to find out what they've done.
Although I do think people are much, much more open about it than they used to be. But
this is true.
So we're in the other temple now.
Yeah, we're almost done.
This Amanda, can you pick up on the attractive squirting noise?
I don't think we're going to have the squirting, but you have a little bit of tethering here, so I might not go in this way.
Is that tethering from plastic surgery?
Yes, I think so. Let's just switch. I'm going to make white.
Do you know what I didn't really see the point of?
What?
Whilst we're reviewing? Threading.
Oh, really?
Mm. I think threading...
Interesting. I don't like threading. I mean, I've always said that I don't like threading.
But. I mean, it was interesting to do it for the guinea pig, but I'd say that's very little effect for quite a long-term feeling of sensitivity.
How long did you feel sensitive for?
Like months.
Really?
Yeah, I could feel it where they'd gone in. I could feel it in that area. I've never been that lined in my forehead, so like quite...
Yeah, you're not... you're not a
line. I'm not very lined.
But she was doing that more for a lift as opposed to the lines.
Yeah, but I felt it was a sort of long... Of all the things we've done...
It was the shortest term.
Well, it's the thing that I felt... I was aware of in my forehead, like even yesterday, and what are we, like 6 months later, I touched my forehead and I thought, is that where it went in?
Really?
Yeah, because it creates a kind of scar tissue, right?
It does a little bit.
Oopsie doops.
I heard that. Did you hear that one?
Yeah, a little crack just in my forehead.
That was the fluid. That was the last bit.
Was that the fluid?
It's a little squirt.
Or was that my brain just...
That was not your brain. Hold this here. All right, now it's the profilo. I'm really sorry. So breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. So remember, this is 5 injection points on each side of the face.
Okay, that's not nice. It's quite near the nose.
This one is...
Not nice. Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry. So the reason profilo is unpleasant and uncomfortable is that it has no numbing medicine in it.
Why?
The first one that you had actually was numb because...
That was near the... That was on my... Under my chin, under my lip. So the outside of the face is less painful
I was going to say the first injection was less painful because I had already done a little bit of filler, which already has anesthetic in it. So I'm going to ask you just to hold this down for a second.
Okay, So we've done 5 injections. I mean, I'd say the best thing I can say about the profilo injection is that it's quick.
Otherwise, it would be torture.
Yeah. But I have friends who won't do profilo. They don't They think it's too painful. But I don't. I think it's a
very quick pain.
Very quick pain.
I'd like to do it on myself. I keep forgetting.
Yeah, I'll do it for you.
Will you? I can tell you how.
Can I get to wear your clothes?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness me. Oh. Sorry, everybody out there. 3.
Last 2.
4. Not so
painful.
And this
is the last one. 5. And now I'm going to give you a massage.
Oh, could it be full body?
You probably wouldn't want a full body massage for me. So the filler hurts less.
So did you hear? That was so quick though, everybody. You could hear that was what? 3 minutes of pain.
It wasn't even 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Relax your head back so I can give you a little, don't bang it back. So I can give you a little massage.
So now Mariam is like really firmly firmly
yes.
massaging my face, yes. my cheeks, where the profiler went in.
And also I'm doing the temples where I've yeah. Injected. So the temples, I just want to say, so I diluted my filler so that you don't get lumpy and bumpy, but it is still very important to massage your temples probably 2 or 3 times a day for 30 seconds each time with this kind of pressure that I'm applying now, which is pretty... It's not soft, but it's not super hard either.
It's authoritative pressure.
Authoritative. Oh, I like that word.
Mm.
I'm an authority.
You're an authority. I should bloody hope so.
I hope so too. As I'm injecting you.
Yeah, as you're sitting in needle in my head.
I'm definitely an authority.
You're good at something, yeah.
So, no bruising. You have these little tiny bumps from the profiler. They're going to go down. You can relax your head back while I give you a massage. They're going
to
go down.
They should go down overnight?
Yes. And if they don't, I mean, like, look, if you do nothing, they're going to go down. If you'd like to push them down, you may as well. The idea behind Profilo is that it's basically like these little depots of hyaluronic acid, different molecular weight hyaluronic acids that are meant to spread throughout the skin. So I want it to move. I want it to spread. And so people are always like, oh, I'm scared. What if I move it here or I do something like that? You're not going to move it anywhere that doesn't need to have the Profilo. The Profilo is originally done for the face. I do it in the neck. Sometimes in the neck I use a cannula so it's not so uncomfortable. Also in the chest. And I even do it in the upper lip sometimes. And in the hands. Done it on the knees. Lots of different places.
Heads and shoulders, knees and toes.
Exactly. And voila, you have had your sculpt and...
Oh, I feel like a new woman. So we reboot, re-sculpt, reset, revive.
Yes.
Refresh.
Yes.
Do you actually feel much happier?
You know, it's amazing that it can just make you feel better.
Yeah. She's looking at my face quizzically.
No, you're a little bit pink. That's it. Come take a look in the mirror.
I'm only going out to dinner with my kids. Like, do you think they'll notice?
Probably not.
They're the worst.
Yeah, kids.
They are the worst. If Molly sees me and says, "What have you done?" What have you done?
She's not going to say anything.
She's going to say, yeah. She you don't know Molly. I think it looks like really much less than when we did the anything else.
Yeah.
No, like, you can't like, see yeah, I've seen no. it more.
Yes.
But you're getting much better at this, Mariam.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, hopefully, I mean, the idea is that you can still go out and not have...
Yeah. I'm going to wear some makeup. You know I don't like to do that.
I know, but today you can wear a little bit of makeup.
All right.
All done.
Mariam, I feel like a pincushion, but in a good way.
Oh, I'm so happy. Thank you for letting me be your doctor.
Thank you for letting me be your guinea pig.
And thank you guys for listening. Please don't forget to stay in touch over Instagram at the Guinea Pig Podcast and on email at theguineapigpod@gmail.com.
Please rate and review us because without you, we're nothing.
Bye.
The Guinea Pig provides unbiased information to those who may be considering cosmetic surgery or even trialing a non-invasive treatment or product. We do not endorse the use of any product or procedure featured in this podcast and are not responsible for the outcome of any of the treatments featured on this podcast or damage caused in connection with any treatments or products. Should you decide to try any of the procedures, treatments or products mentioned in any episode of The Guinea Pig, you do so at your own risk. Always consult an independent and fully qualified medical professional if you are considering embarking on a medical procedure, irrespective of whether it's an invasive or non-invasive procedure.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.